Good morning. We're continuing Chayyavim, and we're giving an introduction to the Hilchos Shabbos, Klal Gimel, where the Chayyavim talks about the halachas of Amir Lahakum. Now, we left off with saying we have two explanations, or three explanations behind the concept of Amir Lahakum. One is the issue of discussing Malacha on Shabbos. That's not what we're talking about over here. We're talking about over here arranging before Shabbos. So you don't have that issue. So, remember, we are in the section of Chayyavim where he's talking about Erev Shabbos. So I'm arranging before Shabbos for a Jew, for a non-Jew to do work, theoretically on Shabbos. So there's a problem with that. The Rambam says because people will lose their respect for the sanctity of Shabbos, lose this awe for the sanctity of Shabbos, and eventually come and do malacha on their own. And Rashi says because of shlichus. So, we would suggest the following. Every time Chazal make a tzakana, Chazal have a motivation why they made the tzakana. They have a reason why they made the tzakana. Sometimes they tell us, sometimes they don't. But there's a reason why they made the tzakana. There was some area that they were concerned about. They made a tzakana, they made this tzakana. This is based on the pasuk. The Torah give the Chazal the authority to prohibit things based on the pasuk at the end of Parshas Acharei. B'shamru is mishmarti. So Chazal say, "Asu mishmeres to mishmeres." Chazal understand the pasuk. The Rishon is telling the Chachamim that you can make a fence, a protective measure to protect the mitzvahs of the Torah. So that's why Chazal do it, to protect the mitzvahs of the Torah. And that's number one. But there's a concept which we find in multiple places in Shas called the tikkun rabbanon ke'en d'oraisa tikkun. When Chachamim make a takana, they take their cue from the Torah. Which tells us that when Chachamim set up a prohibition, they don't make a prohibition which is totally different than any type of prohibition the Torah has. They follow the rules that the Torah sets up for the mitzvahs of the Torah, and they use that as the pattern, as the framework, to create their Issa D'Rabbanan. So now we're not discussing why they're doing it, they're discussing what authority and what framework are they going to use when they make the tikkun. So Rashi is discussing a different point than the Rambam. The Rambam is saying, why did Chazal make this tekana? Because we're afraid that eventually this will erode the correct attitude, erode away the correct attitude toward Shabbos. And people will eventually come to do something improper on Shabbos. That's why they did it. Rashi is saying that's very nice. But how can you make it also? What's the problem? The problem is the person is working for you on Shabbos. Well, since we find a concept called shlichus in the Torah, that when a person does something, it's as if I'm doing it. I clearly have to rest on Shabbos. I can't have somebody representing me doing malacha on Shabbos either. So Rashi is discussing the framework Chazal used when they made the prohibition. So this is going to become very relevant because the Chayyadim is going to discuss this concept of shlichus, that the concern over here is that the person is acting as the extension of the Jew. The non-Jew is acting as the extension of the Jew. And if we can create a scenario where the non-Jew is not acting at all as the extension of the Jew, he's acting totally on his own, it's not going to be us, even though maybe the logic why we don't want to make the tekana is still valid. It's still, I'm figuring out a way to get around the rules of the Torah and let somebody do something on Shabbos. But since he's not working for me, he's not an extension of me, we do not answer it. So we've introduced the concern of speaking about Malacha on Shabbos. We introduced the Yisra before Shabbos to have the Goy do work for you on Shabbos. We mentioned already the idea that you many times you cannot benefit from the Malacha that the non-Jew does. The final issue we have to be concerned about is Marasayim. Chazal were very concerned about the idea, the perception that the non-Jew is working for you, even a scenario where really he's not. We can create, meet all the criteria and say the person is not working for you and really should be permitted, but if the perception is that he is, that's still going to be problematic. And we can understand why. That again, that will erode the correct perception of the sanctity of Shabbos. And it'll be perceived as if he's working for you, which is exactly what Chazal were worried about. So the Marasayim here is maybe more than just a regular, well, we're afraid you're going to do something wrong and people are going to be choshed you, but it will be used as a vehicle to undermine the whole attitude toward Shabbos. So that's the background that we want to give to the area of the Amir al-Akum on Shabbos. And again, the Chayyim is discussing it here because we're discussing the issue of discussing before Shabbos, making arrangements before Shabbos, something happened on Shabbos. It's interesting to point out that Amir Lahakum, even though it's a Derabbanan, is one of the areas of Halacha which covers the most amount of Simonim in Hilchos Shabbos. Similar to Muksa. Muksa is a Derabbanan, and it gets many more Simonim than many other topics of Issa D'Oraisa. The Sirim Derabbanan sometimes are more extensive than the Issa D'Oraisa. And if we would be transported back to the world of Moshe Rabbeinu, when they kept Torah, the Isur Shabbos just on the Raisa level, we would not even recognize what Shabbos looks like. But it is quite extensive. This klal is going to be a long klal, and the two klalim where he talks about it later on, quite a distance in our future, are also a long klalim. So there's a lot to talk about in regards to the Lachos of Mir Lachim, which Beis Hashem we will start in the following shiur. Meanwhile, have a good day.